God our Father, from His Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And the words we have sung with one another, including that last one, which we haven't done real often, have we? Yeah, it was different. Thank you for bearing with us. We truly appreciate it. Our text this morning taken from the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Christians there. And, excuse me, it's from Luke chapter 24, but it's the people whom the Lord spoke to on the road. He walked with them for a while. This from chapter 24 of Luke, the 30th verse. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it's true! The Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. On account of Jesus, as a result of coming face to face with the Messiah Jesus, you and I are, praise God, miraculously different. No poof here. It's not magic. It's real. God recreated us. Luther, reiterating Paul in Ephesians 4, said, put off the old man. Timid, confused, afraid? Yeah, the Emmaus disciples. And you and me, the good that I would not, the evil that I would not, that I do. Oh, wretched man that I am. Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Oh, yes. And far beyond Romans 5, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He has turned the darkness of our sin into the light of his victory. Gospel of John chapter 8. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Oh, we've been hesitant to take on our new role, our enlightened existence. Proverbs 4, verse 19, the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Same chapter, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of light at the dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. His light, received and appearing as in Moses when he descended from the mount with the tablets, remember that. His light in us will shine forth uniquely. this as a result of being face to face with Jesus. It will be like unto the prophet Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The results of coming face to face by the power of the Holy Spirit with our Savior, our conquering Lord Jesus. And Jesus would rather we be His people, living and speaking for Him. Well, He did, after all, pay the price to get us back, to redeem us. His work of salvation and the price He paid to get us back is powerful enough to turn us around. Yeah, to get us going in the opposite direction, to be on His side and at His side to promote His love, His forgiveness, to live lives of mercy toward the stranger, lives of kindness and goodness. Our text, verse 31. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized Him, and He disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while He talked with us on the road and opened up the Scriptures to us?" His grace is powerful enough to set aside our every wrong and to engage our hearts, our lives, our lips in the promotion of His mission. His presence face to face with us is powerful enough to clarify our understanding with Him and with our understanding of Him. Powerful enough to help us overcome our every weakness and fear, to set aside timidity of every variety. 2 Timothy 1. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord. It now came, well, automatically to the Emmaus disciples. Verse 33. They got up and they returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen." The old man of our selfishness and the flesh of our imperfection are overcome in our face to face with Jesus, our Savior. 2 Corinthians 5, the love of Christ compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. Folks, we've been changed, empowered, determined. He has transformed us, moved us from walking away in self-righteousness and pride, in fear and confusion, to walking, even running, alongside of Him to fulfill His purpose in us. Yeah, and through us. In fact, now, 2 Corinthians 5, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making His appeal through us. And God's people said, what'd they say?
Amen.
All right. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in that same Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to you face to face, who who has fed you this very day with his own body and blood. The same body, the same blood that was given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins, for the power to change our living. God grant it. Amen.